Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 10 of Yap O'Clock.
That's not one, but two whole hands of episodes.
Two whole hands. We are officially in December.
Yeah.
So that's really fun. Winter time, chilly time.
It's cold.
It has been getting cold recently.
It's been pretty chilly, but it's because I guess a hurricane came through and like made it cold.
Ugh, we hate when it gets cold.
Yeah, well, you do, definitely.
I definitely do.
Yeah, it could be 79, you go, it's a little cold out, and I'll be, like, sweating to death.
I know, I like to be comfy cozy.
And you're real for that. I just feel like that's your vibe, though. You're so comfy cozy girl.
I really am, yeah. I'm, like, a big fromper.
The frompiest. Well, I don't know, like, it's just, you kind of give, like, you know that audio or song. It's a song, but the la di da di da di da, tis autumn.
Yeah,
that was really off key. But yeah, that's you. That's you. Me? That's your vibe.
Am I an autumn girl?
What's the Gilmore Girls? I am an autumn.
Oh yeah.
There she goes. You know.
Mhm.
Yeah, I feel like I give like early summer, and you give mid autumn.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can agree with that.
Yeah. Which we happen to be born in those months, but I feel like that's just our energy.
Maybe it's our energy because we were born in those months.
Maybe. I just feel like I give, like, summer camp.
Yeah.
Granola girl summer camp.
You give summer camp, scrapes on the knees.
Yeah.
Outdoorsy, picking
little,
up
little,
bugs.
Little braided pigtails.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I know how to braid?
No, you actually don't. I still have to teach you.
Yeah, we say that every few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what we don't do? That.
We don't do that.
And there's not enough hours in the day. I'm starting to realize that there's not enough time in the day to do anything, ever.
No. Life gets busy really quickly.
Yeah, I'm busy all the time. My fault, but like I have this to-do list I want to do when I go home, and then I don't do it. I try to. I get some of it done.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like I set up expectations for myself that I know I can never achieve. And then it makes me feel like, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
I do it on purpose. Like I come home thinking I'm going to get all these things done when I know I could really only reasonably get three of them done.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like life is a never ending to-do list.
It really is. And I think that's like when you become an adult, you realize, like, you always have things to do. And it's not always, like, the fun things. Like, it's I enjoy cleaning, but I'm going to say, like, you know, sometimes you have to come home and clean or, like, vacuum or tidy up, all that kind of stuff. Or go out shopping, cook dinner, which you do.
Yeah.
And, like, it's all those kind of, like, life admin tasks or, like, go through your mail and, like, pay bills. And
for me, it's, like, my journal can get overwhelming if I let it go for too long. And I have videos I've been meaning to post from my trip to Las Vegas from the beginning of November.
Oh, my God.
And I put it down, and I haven't picked it back up. And the longer I prolong doing it, the more it...
Mm-hmm. It just, like, piles up.
Builds, and I'm like... Mm-hmm.
I feel like, really, we are so, like, energetically connected. And because I was really good at posting consistently on TikTok and, like, making content.
You would post videos the day you did things.
Yeah.
That was so impressive. I would have the same footage come out weeks later.
And I have not posted a video since my birthday.
Yeah.
As of the time of this recording.
Yeah.
But, like, it's been weeks, and I just haven't... I don't even have anything drafted. Like, I don't have anything edited.
I have, like, five videos drafted. You know what I put off? I put off doing the voice recording.
Because
I feel like I don't have funny things to say. Sometimes I feel like I can't speak words properly that day. Like, I sound more with-thpy than other days. I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like it probably is the time of year. I think we were talking about this last episode, too. Like, it's kind of like the seasonal depression. You know what I mean? Like, everything gets
gets me every year.
A little slower, and it gets dark earlier. Like, it's 7-something, and I'm already ready for bed. Like, I'm so tired.
I had a coffee before this, so I am not ready for bed.
You're not ready for bed. Okay.
I understand what you mean. If I had not had a coffee, I would have been asleep. I would have been yawning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's that time of year, and I think this time of year also gives everybody some time to, like, think about things, and it's kind of like the close of the year and reflecting on where you've been, where you started the year off, who you started the year off with, who you were at the beginning of the year versus who you
are.
Very
different people. Exactly. My 5-year plan changed.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's... We have, like, big things that happened to us this year. Big, like, life transformative things.
But you know what's crazy? They were similar things.
I know, and that's
so
funny.
We are neck and neck in life experiences. When one thing happens to me, happens to you a few weeks later.
I know.
Happens to you, it's... I'm scared because I know that I'm on the same trajectory as you.
Mm-hmm.
But I just... I don't know. There's something... really beautiful about that.
I really think it's beautiful.
The universe allows us to experience things together, whether they be good or bad. Mm-hmm. But it's like,
yeah, we're
if
like,
you can't,
we're
if
like
you're
this.
Listening, I'm doing fingers crossed, like for lifers. I don't know.
I do think that's like really beautiful that we do go through the same things, like, mm-hmm. at pretty much the same exact time, because, yeah. And then that makes me kind of feel bad for people who don't have, like, an Isabella in their life. How they, like, don't have anybody who's going through the same thing, like, who's super close. Like, they can always reach out to strangers online.
But what do they know?
Like, exactly. They don't know you so,
mm-hmm.
so much. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm so grateful for you. And, like, somehow life just keeps giving us the same opportunities in different ways. And
yeah.
And things that are better suited for the both of us, but still on the same trajectory.
Yeah.
And I'm just so grateful for you.
It's crazy to me that people don't have a Sam in their life.
Yeah.
Or what did we decide your name was? Andy?
Oh, Andy, yeah.
Whatever it was. Andy, right?
Yeah.
They don't have a Sam Andy in their life.
Sam Andy.
Yeah. And I don't know. There's just something like... I know we've talked about this, but you were the person that I, like, prayed for. Not mm-hmm. a very religious person, but like that, I prayed, I manifested for. You were the friend I desperately needed, and I feel like I was ready for you at the time when I met you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had grown and healed and became the friend that you needed, and mm-hmm. you became the friend that I needed.
Exactly.
I think that's great.
I just think it's really beautiful. Mm-hmm. I think it's really fun, you know? Like, we're in, like, Thanksgiving time.
What are you thankful for?
I'm so thankful for you.
What else are you thankful for?
I'm really thankful for a lot of things.
What's number two on the list?
A lot of really good things are happening in my life right now that I'm really thankful for.
Okay. Real?
Yeah. What about you?
I am thankful for you, of course.
Of course.
Thankful for me mama, me papa, mm-hmm. and my sister.
Yeah.
Family. But unrelated to the bonds I've built in my life, I think I'm thankful for the mindset I've developed this year.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because I've become quite the optimist lately.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't ever think that, you know, I wasn't necessarily the biggest pessimist, but, you know, my family motto of, you know, it will be okay because it has to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually believing that now.
Yeah.
Where, like, it's going to work out because it has to work out. Mm-hmm. Whether it be the way I expect it or not, it's going to work out.
It's going to work out.
And I'm going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's all she wrote. That's all she yapped. And I don't know. There's just something so interesting in how I've changed my mindset. Like, you know, bad things happen. I go, okay, walk mm-hmm. it off. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then 5 years from now, I'm going to giggle about it probably. I'm going to call you from my mansion. You're down the road, but I didn't mm-hmm. want to walk. It's cold.
Right, exactly.
So I'm like, do you remember that time? Yeah. And then I'm like, I'll send a car around for you. I'm pulling dinner out now, you know?
Yes, 100%. Yeah, that's absolutely. The life we're living in 5 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe even two. I'm manifesting two.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Speed up that manifestation.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be a mansion. It can be like a nice apartment or like a nice condo.
Mm-hmm. Or like a mini mansion.
Yeah, just a nice home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have mm-hmm. a really, really good paying job.
Yeah.
And
we're
I
happy.
Make ad revenue.
Mm-hmm. And we still have Yap O'Clock.
And we're on episode like 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's still just our coworkers listening. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, what's up?
Coworkers and friends and family. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of my family listens to this podcast.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
My sister was actually listening to the podcast the other day.
Hi, Sam's sister.
Hi, Michelle.
Oh, hi, Michelle. I don't know if I could name drop
her. We can name drop her. Yeah. Hi, Michelle. She was listening to it, and she didn't tell me she was listening to it. She was just, like, texting me, like, I forget what we were saying. But she was, like, texting me little tidbits. And I was like, oh, my God, you're listening. And she was like, this is what I'm learning about you. This is what I'm learning about Isabella.
Yeah.
And it was really funny.
I have friends that will text me, like, this is my seven deadly sin. This is my virtue. Like, mm-hmm. like episodes ago. People will be like, oh, well, I listened to that, and this is what I think of that. Or starting to get people ask about being guest stars.
Yeah.
Have we ever explained how the guest star rule works?
I think we did, but we can refresh everybody's memory because we're so in demand right now.
Now that we're up to episode 10, I think we can start branching out.
Yeah.
They know us now.
Mm-hmm.
They have
a repertoire.
What's the relationship thing called?
A parasocial relationship?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like now we can start inviting people.
Guesties.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe we do a thing where you take their photo on a Polaroid.
Ooh.
And then we like
the guest wall. Oh, that's cute. And then we can write down like what episode they were on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cute.
I like the guest wall.
The guest wall.
The guest wall. And what the rule is, would you like to explain?
Yeah,
the rule?
So the rule is you have to know both of us. We have to be friends. And also, like, you have to bring your own.
It's BYOM. Bring your own microphone. Yeah. Because we don't have the budget currently to provide that. That will change in the future. We'll be BYO, or we won't be mm-hmm. BYOM. But as it currently stands, we are bring your own microphone. Exactly. We also accept gaming headsets because it works. Like, We're an indie podcast.
Mm-hmm. As long as you have a way that you can like record your own audio and send it to Isabella afterwards, like then that's fine.
Yeah, and then when you're here, this goes away and you sit right there. So you mm-hmm. are center stage. If you can handle being center stage.
Yeah, you got the spotlight right on you.
Yeah, and come prepared. Like if you have a deep topic you have been dying mm-hmm. to talk about, do let us know.
Yeah.
We're all here for deep topics.
I know. I think it's really fun that we speak about like the deep topics because like you and I speak about it very frequently, like off podcast.
Yeah.
But I feel like, I don't know, a lot of people just don't speak about it or they, I don't know.
Well, what's the point? Life is too short to not feel things. When I was a younger kid, I had I struggled with emitting emotion.
Hmm.
Because I was so little and I felt so much that I was like, I don't want, I'll just close off. And now I'm like, life is too short to not feel everything so powerfully. That's the point of life, is to feel everything so powerfully and to embrace all of it. The good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful, whatever.
It's what makes us human.
Yeah.
Feeling all of these emotions and being brave enough to speak about these emotions and how these emotions affect you. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things that really affected me this year. Like, I felt a lot of emotions that I never felt before. And dealing with all these things, good and bad,
mm-hmm.
it really made me, like, a more caring, loving, well-rounded person, I feel like.
Which you already were. But now you are elevated.
Mm-hmm.
You're enlightened.
I'm enlightened.
You're enlightened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's really beautiful to feel feelings and to tell others how you're feeling and all that kind of stuff.
Hey, I think it's pretty chill AF.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's the holiday season, so that's really the time to feel things.
That is
good,
true.
Good, bad. Have we talked about my favorite holiday being New Year's Eve?
No, we haven't spoken about it.
So, I love New Year's Eve because that holiday is truly about self-reflection,
mm-hmm.
leaving the past behind you, and embracing the new.
Yeah.
And I've always loved that holiday. So I was raised in a religion where we didn't celebrate holidays, but we did celebrate New Year's Eve.
Ooh, okay.
And Thanksgiving. And so, that was like the one holiday we got. It was New Year's Eve. And now being back on East Coast time, New Year's Eve has gotten special again. Because mm-hmm. I'd be in Vegas and they'd be like, Happy New Year. And I'm like, three more hours. Like, I'd go to bed. I'd pretend I was in New York.
Yeah.
But there's something so beautiful about, first off, the music. You know, New York, New York, whatever it's up to you.
Yeah.
There's something There's something so powerful about everybody as a, everybody all around the world mm-hmm. goes, it is a new year, new me, for the most part. That mm-hmm. wears off in the morning for some people. But it's like, new year, new me, fresh start.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make this to-do list. Mm-hmm. Whether or not I accomplish it is besides the point, but I have an idea.
But you're in that motivated mindset already. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting texts from people all around and being like, hey, it's been a while. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know, there's something so nice about getting those texts from people you haven't spoken to since last New Year's Eve. And it's mm-hmm. like, we don't talk, but I still want you to have a good year.
Yeah, I think that's cute. Yeah. Being remembered by people.
One day, if I decide to become insane, I would love to spend it in New York.
Ooh, and watch the in ball Times drop Square?
With my eyeballs. No.
Oh, I was going to say.
That's how you get killed.
Yeah. Those people stand out there forever.
They start like 6 in the morning.
Yeah. And they don't move. And they wear diapers.
Crazy.
I can't catch me doing that.
No but, way. Like, I would love to, like, because, you know, they have Airbnbs all around that place. Yeah. I want to rent an Airbnb, watch the ball drop.
I think that's beautiful.
Thank you. And watch the street people clean that street immediately.
Oh, yeah.
That's the real magic.
Uh-huh.
Is
they're the magic makers.
Confetti drops. That next day, you may find a few pieces of confetti, but that's it.
But that's literally it, yeah.
Yeah, like it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
I would just, that's a dream of mine. I'd love to watch the ball drop with my two eyeballs.
Okay.
Yeah. Cute. Because I've grown up doing it.
Mm-hmm. I think that's beautiful. Every time I go to New York, like around the holiday time, I do see the ball and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's
the ball.
The ball. But then I've never been there for actual New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's a beautiful goal to have.
Thank you.
Is to be there.
Thank you, Barbie.
I would like to accompany you.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you'll have me.
Oh, in my mind, you were there.
Exactly.
We rented out an Airbnb with our podcast money.
100%. We made a podcast on New Year's Eve. How about that?
Yeah.
We're like live podcasting.
Oh, that would be funny. And it's just us being like, so how's your day been? Uh-huh. We probably would run out of things to talk about live.
Probably.
Because I don't want to just start talking about our personal life.
There have been people who have asked to, like, if we can record our podcast live, like live stream us podcasting. And I think that's a really scary thought.
Yeah, honestly. Because they have to watch that quiet moment I edit out of us. Because here's what we do. You start the camera because it only records 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. You set a timer for 18 minutes. And mm-hmm. then we hit start and I do a clap because I have to sync up the audio. And then we start.
Exactly. So there's going to be like a little bit of like a little awkwardness while we set it up every single time, like every 20 minutes. Like,
take that as time to go.
Exactly. You know? We're like, what else do we want to talk about?
Yeah, I pull up my notes and I go, have we already talked about this? You go, yes. That was uh-huh. 2 episodes ago. People come up to me and quote the podcast to me. I forget.
Exactly. It's just sorry, like, did I say that?
I talk so much. Mm-hmm. Couldn't tell you what I talked about last week.
Who knows?
And I listen to our podcast.
But as long as you like it, it's fine. It's great. I'm so grateful for the support, though, too.
It's phenomenal.
It's really great. Like, getting random texts from people being like, oh my god, I love the podcast. It's like, oh my gosh, you're listening? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. By the way, thank you guys for listening. I know we say that all the time, but, like, mm-hmm. I mean it. Like, thank you for taking time out of your day, whether that be 45 minutes to an hour, to yeah. listen to us talk about our lives and our thoughts and our feelings. I just think that's so neat, you know? Anyway, yeah, no, thank you guys for listening. I think it's pretty slay.
Yeah. I really appreciate the support too. Like, it's really nice. Like, people want to listen to what we talk about. Like, that's so weird.
And they listen every week.
Exactly. Like,
it's not like the first time we're like, oh, I'll give it a watch. Mm-hmm. I'll support them. But it's like,
no, people listen every single week. And it really warms my heart because, like, growing up, I always felt like my voice was unvalued, like uh-huh. that nobody ever wanted to listen to me. Like, I had nothing valuable to say, mm-hmm. that I could never make a change.
Right.
And like, now being like, okay, we're discussing these deep topics and people are listening to our podcast and crying and they're finding it impactful. And yeah. like, it's like, it really does mean a lot that people are like liking it and liking to listen to us speak. Yeah.
And I think I've said this before. I wonder how it changes people's perceptions of us.
Mm-hmm.
The versions that they meet.
Yeah.
And then the versions they meet here.
Exactly. Because I feel like we're similar, mm-hmm. but different. Yeah. Like, we're in a different environment where we can't be so, like, thought daughter. Mm-hmm. But...
Oh, I'm still thought daughter. You know what I was talking about today?
What?
So, there was a video game my sister played. I think it was Far Cry.
Okay.
And it was, like, a cartel scene. And the guy had pissed off the cartel.
Hmm.
And the one guy was like, which hand do you want to keep?
Oh.
And he said, right. And I wasn't watching. I don't know if he cut off the right or the left hand. Is it a trick question? Which hand do you want to keep? Right. They take your right hand because they know you're right-handed.
Mm-hmm.
How would you answer that question? Do you think that you would give them, if they said, what hand do you want to keep? Would you give them the honest answer or would you lie because you think they would take the hand that you want to keep? My follow-up question is, would they let you keep your dominant hand so you could write that check at the end of the day?
I would still say my dominant hand, because then they would be like, oh, haha, I'm going to do the opposite of that. I'm going to do exactly what they're saying because they think I'm going to do the opposite.
See? It's like, how can you win in this situation?
You're going to lose a hand regardless. You better hope you're ambidextrous.
Huh?
You better hope you're ambidextrous.
No, I'm not ambidextrous enough.
Well, you're gonna learn to be. You're gonna have really bad handwriting if they cut off your dominant hand.
I want my left hand.
I'm sorry, sweetie.
We can't. Or like, what if I say my left hand? They think I'm lying. They think I'm actually right-handed. There's so many possibilities to this question, and I've thought about this since I was 15, and I've never had a cohesive answer.
Wow.
I was asking people this at work today.
It's haunted you for 8 years. That's crazy.
Because I don't know what the answer would be.
I think it's just up to you. How did people, what was like the consensus? Did you get multiple answers?
I got, out of the four people I asked, mm-hmm. I think three of them said they'd say the hand they want to keep, and one person said they would say the hand that they would be like, mind game. So okay. You are also one of the four people I've asked. So
I'm in that.
Yeah.
Interesting. So,
I would love to know. Please leave a comment down below. What hand would you give up? Like, if they were like, which hand do you want? Would you say your dominant hand and hope that they actually let you keep that one? Or would you be like, oh, I'm left-handed. I want my left. And so they take your left.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can
still be right-handed. But you're really right-handed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
When I tell you, this is one of those questions where it's like...
And you're never going to get the right answer because...
It depends on the person.
Right, exactly.
It depends on the on the cartel depends. Member.
Right.
So it's like...
If you get a nice cartel member or not. Like,
it depends on the... Maybe in Far Cry, I need to find that game clip and see which one he cuts off. Because I genuinely cannot remember which hand he cuts off.
Okay.
So.
So that's your research.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get back to us. Homework.
No, I'm good.
I have podcast homework. I guess we'll never know
what.
I have podcast homework.
Ugh. Sorry, babe. I can't come over. I have podcast homework.
My podcast gave me homework tonight. Like, I have to do that. Oh, jeez.
My podcast homework is editing.
That's true.
And sitting there watching it render. It's like watching paint dry.
Mm-hmm. Being, like, so slow.
Mm-hmm. I have this life hack. I've done this since high school.
Hmm.
Where I will pull up, like, Neon Cat 24-hour video, and I'll have it on the screen so it's always running, so the thing's rendering in the background, and I can leave my computer and not worry about it turning off.
Okay.
I've done that for
years. Do you keep
years.
The audio on?
No.
I was gonna say.
That would be crazy. Should I get a Neon Cat tattoo?
Ooh, okay. That would have been really cool in, like, 2010, 2011.
Would it have been, though?
To, like, 9-year-olds, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always wanted a tattoo right here on my forearm that's a to-do list.
Ooh.
So I can fill things out as I go about the day. Like, I would get, like skin safe Sharpie or marker.
Uh-huh.
And just
doodle your to-do list. I used to be a big doodler on my hand in school.
I've been calling them doobles, like, lately because I spelled it wrong once. I thought that was the funniest thing ever.
That's really funny. Dooble. I like that. Dooble.
Dooble jump. Me when I dooble.
Don't mind me, just Dublin.
Like Dublin.
Oh, I went
Dublin
there.
In Dublin.
Dublin in Dublin.
I am Dublin in Dublin.
So I think now we have to take a field trip to Dublin.
And Dublin.
And just Dublin. Okay.
And for me, because it's not a doodle. To me, a doodle, so okay.
This is why
I call it a dooble.
Ooh, okay.
So a doodle, straight from the dome.
Mm-hmm.
A dooble is when I'm staring at something and I kind of draw it, but I'm not very good at drawing scenery, so it's uh-huh. not very good looking and all the proportions are off, so I call it a doodle.
Oh, okay. So it's like a sketch, yeah, but a doodle.
A doodle, cuz it's okay. not a doodle. That's off the dome. A doodle is when you're like, it's kind of correct. Mm-hmm. You know how many doodles I made in college? I'd be in class in a lecture and I'd just be like staring at something random and I'd be like, I'm going to draw that fire alarm.
Wow. Okay.
I have many doodles.
That's really funny.
In all my old notebooks. So yeah, I'm going to coin that. A doodle, off the dome. Uh-huh. A doodle, really bad rough sketch of something. Because I have a pen when I doodle.
Uh-huh.
So if I make a mistake, it's there.
It's there.
It's a doodle. Because a sketch, you sketch it with a pencil, mm-hmm. and then you line art.
That's true.
Doodle is just raw.
Right.
Real.
It's raw, real, original. Real. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you said that, I was thinking, realize. You know what I mean?
What is it?
Realize. She's broken, real he's lies. Okay. Or like... She believed he lied, oh, or something God. Like
What's
that.
What's that one quote where it's like, I was red and you were blue.
And oh, and you touched me and I became a lilac sky. And you decided purple just wasn't for you.
That's so funny.
That's a Halsey lyric.
You know
I
what?
I was in it in 2015. I was just like, oh my God.
You're going
Halsey.
Through it.
I was going through it. And like, I discovered Halsey before she like officially blew up.
You know, my when I think of Halsey, you know what I think of?
What?
That Halsey mash with Badlands and Melanie Martinez and, like, there's two other songs that they...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the quadruple Halsey, mashup.
Every time I think of Halsey, I think of mm-hmm. that edit. I think Troye Sivan was in there.
Probably.
And, like, one other song.
Maybe it was, like, Lord or the 1975. Probably. Something like that. Yeah.
Do you think the 1975 band misses the early mid-2000s?
Maybe
that was the best time to be
them.
Yeah, they mm-hmm. were still young, they were still hot
mm-hmm.
to those who think they're hot. And Matty Healy, whatever.
Oh my God.
What's his name?
Matty
Healy. Who's Matt Perry?
Matthew Perry is Chandler Bing from Friends, who died last
sorry.
Year. R.I.P. Matthew Perry.
That was last year. That wasn't this year?
No. That was last year.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy. Matty Healy. I don't know if he was ever attractive, but he was young.
He had a resurgence of being attractive now because of Rat Boy Summer or whatever.
And
because
he dated Taylor
Rodent,
Swift.
Rodent Boy Summer is what they called it.
Rat Boy Summer.
Yeah. And he dated Taylor Swift for like a brief stint.
And is she the I love you, it's ruining my life guy? Was that about him?
I don't know.
Now, I do love those TikTok edits of Matty Healy in his black and white music video and Taylor mm-hmm. Swift in Fortnite. And it's kind of, they work so well together where
oh
at first
God.
I thought they were all in a song together.
That's so
her,
funny.
Her, Post Malone, and Matty Healy. And I was like, wow, how'd they pull that off?
Yeah.
No, they just mashed them up. So they cooked.
Mm-hmm. I would like to go see the 1975 again in concert.
Again?
I saw them once. No, I didn't. I bought tickets. And what's really funny is that, like, I bought tickets because they were really close friends with, like, this other artist who, like, was on tour with them and he was, like, opening up for them. And so 1975 went on tour and I was like, oh my God, they didn't announce an opener, but like, what if it was him? I really want to go see him. Mm-hmm. And so I bought tickets and he wasn't there. So I just stayed. What was the album called? I think it was like A Brief Inquiry into Online Relationships or something like that.
I have no idea. That was a big sentence though.
It's the album that I've listened to the most from the 1975. It's really good. There's a song called Two Time. I don't know. But it's very good. So I saw them once and I just waited for them to play Two Time. And then I left after that because I was just like, it was bad. I was in the very back of the like pavilion. And it reeked of weed, naturally,
mm-hmm.
as you would expect. And I was there with my mom, and we were in Jersey, in like a bad part of Jersey, and I was like, I don't want to get home too late. I don't want to be out and get killed.
Real.
So we left early, mm-hmm. but that was the only time I saw the 1975, and like I want to go back again and see them and in a safer venue, and like stay for the entire concert and like actually listen to the set list so mm-hmm. that I know. But I had a little bit of FOMO when they were on tour recently, probably like last year or whatever. And I was seeing all the videos on TikTok. And then I don't know if you saw it on your For You page. It was like the, he was singing. And I think he was going into two time. And he said something about like Mentos. And he was like, don't like Mentos. And he was like, he has autotune on. Do you know about that?
No, the only thing I'm thinking of is, I forget what rapper, but he was on autotune and he fell into a little pit. There was a pit open on the stage. He went, yeah, I think it was Travis Scott. And he fell into it.
That's really funny. That's what I'm thinking
of right now.
Oh, that's really funny. You know what?
I'm pretty sure. Hold on.
What?
Let me Google. I had to be Travis Scott. Travis Scott maybe. Falling.
Because it wasn't T-Pain, right? T-Pain uses autotune as well. T-Pain got some moves, though.
Travis Scott falling off stage in autotune. I'll have to play it for you and later.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's walking on the stage and there's a pit right in front of him and he goes,
oh my God.
And because he falls.
That's really funny. Oh,
you know what?
Good for him, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I'm sorry that happened to him, but at least it was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
Whenever I do things that are kind of cringe, I'm like, well, at least I can laugh about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When I was little, I really wanted to...
Why is the AC so loud?
I don't know.
That was, like, really loud.
It is really loud.
So sorry.
If anybody hears our AC, why is the AC even on? It's like, I don't know.
I'm chilling.
Okay. But when I was, like... I said little, but like a teenager, I wanted to be a meme so bad. Like that was
a
my
meme?
Yes, I wanted to be a meme, but like a wholesome meme. Like I didn't want to be somebody who people made fun of.
You want to be,
but
a meme.
Like I wanted to
so
be.
You
want to
be. You want to be in the card game. The meme
yeah,
that.
Yeah. What do you meme? Like I want to be in there. I want to be a meme.
Why?
Because I just think it's so funny.
But like, what would your meme even be about?
I don't know, but I want it to be something good where I'm not like bullied about it and want to hate my life. Like, I want to be, like, yeah, I'm in that meme.
Like how Brittany Broski was a meme?
I guess. But she's, like, iconic.
She's a
like,
video meme.
Yeah.
It's different. Do you want to be, like, a picture meme or a video meme?
Well, back then, it was only picture memes. Or, like, it was just becoming, like, Vine was a cool thing. Like, it was back then. So, now I feel like I could be a video meme. But, like...
Yeah.
Then people are mean on the internet.
They really are. What's up with that, by the way?
I don't know. Why are you so mean, everybody? Like, stop bullying everybody.
Yeah.
Don't
bullying,
do that.
Knock it off. I know Cody Ko got canceled, but that was the funniest thing he ever did.
Bullying, knock it off.
He's real. I don't know what he's up to, though. Did he ever bounce back from being canceled?
You know, I have no idea. I only recognize the name. I never followed that person.
I liked
don't know.
Cody Ko,
oh.
Unfortunately.
Was he part of, like, the Vine boys?
Yes.
Okay.
Him and Tom Harlock and...
I don't know who that is.
And when they did the Camp Vine thing.
I remember Nash Greer.
Oh, no. He was not a part of those. Cody...
No, but there was...
Ko.
Was there different Vine boys?
Well,
because
yeah,
there was... Because there was...
Oh my gosh, what? he's still making videos. He's
I would
got 5.7
so.
Million subscribers.
This...
And 5 months ago, he posted a video. Wait, did he get canceled 5 months ago?
I don't know.
When did he get canceled?
I don't know. I didn't even know he was canceled. I didn't know anything about this man until 5 seconds ago.
Maybe he got canceled 5 months ago.
And he hasn't posted since? Are you on his YouTube? What
yeah,
are you
I'm on?
On
his YouTube.
Hmm. Does he post on Instagram? Does he have his comments turned off? That's when you know you're really canceled. If you post on Instagram and you have all comments turned off so nobody can bully you.
His last video got 1.7 million views.
What
he
was
still
it
has
about?
A shop up.
So he's still making shmoney?
I guess.
I'm so concerned now.
Let me go on Instagram.
Yeah,
now I'm just curious. This is kind of like when you Google like people from high school.
Yeah, go on his Instagram.
His
see
Instagram.
See what's happening. Does anybody else know this lore?
He posted
because
on
I
June
don't.
3rd. When was he canceled? He still has comments on.
June 3rd was how many months ago? That was like 6 months ago. So if he posted on June
people
3rd...
People keep telling him to come back.
Interesting.
Come back, come back, come back. But can I be so honest with you?
Yeah.
as somebody who observed him, man has some, probably has some investments. He's like, he did YouTube for fun. I think he was like a tech bro.
Oh.
And in my mind, he 100% has like tech investments somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's so financially. He bought a really nice house in
California. That wasn't just YouTube money.
Mm-hmm.
That's my hot take, uneducated hot take.
Yeah.
Is he did YouTube for fun, and then he got booted off.
Because he got canceled for some reason.
He got canceled because, from my understanding, is he slept with Tana Mongeau when she was 17 back in, like, 2016.
Oh, I've heard of that girl.
Yeah. Okay. She went to my friend's high school in Vegas, and all of her teachers had to sign a non-disclosure.
What?
They weren't allowed to talk about her.
Interesting. Because
I guess she was a problem child in high school.
Whoa. What? That's crazy.
But yeah, no, like, kids would ask about her, and they would be like, I legally can't say anything, because they signed an NDA.
That's insane.
Yeah. Because if you're making your high school teachers sign NDAs, what'd you do?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
What'd you do that's so bad?
How much you pay them?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't like that.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think it's so interesting, cancel culture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's really like, when is it, I don't know, like, is cancel culture bad?
It could be bad.
Or is it black and white? Is it more like gray? Like, for example, Diddy getting mm-hmm. canceled. Justified.
Justified 100%.
Absolutely justified.
Mm-hmm. But there are
who else got canceled?
A lot of people. Shane Dawson.
Justified.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently he's back.
Yeah, I saw something like he posted a video or something the other day. I saw something on Twitter.
What does he have to say?
I don't know. I don't watch him. Watched him as a child, and then I grew up, and I was like, he said some bad things.
Yeah,
it was like at the time, for some reason, it was acceptable to say those things. And
isn't it funny that he said all that, and everyone went, we all grew up, and we went, hey, wait a minute, mm-hmm. let's rewind.
Exactly.
We let him get away with that,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy.
It was like the time. I don't know. It's crazy.
It's really crazy.
It's really crazy. Really crazy.
Like, I said this when we stopped recording, but PewDiePie got canceled and he came back and people are like, chill with him.
I know.
So, there has to be a formula to getting canceled and the ability to come back.
Yeah, like redeeming yourself.
How do you do it? Or is it just if you're nostalgic enough, people forgive you?
I don't know. And you know what? Can I speak about this? I think I've spoken to you like personally before about this. There is one musical artist that I really liked as like a teenager. I just loved him so much. And there was one time he was playing in Philly and he was on tour, and what had happened all tour was that the first 50 people to enter the venue and buy merch, or the first 50 people to buy merch, got a meet and greet with him at the end of the show. And I heard this and I made my friend, me, and my mom line up super early that day. We waited in the snow. It was snowing. We waited for like 5 hours in the snow, and my mom was parked in the parking lot, and me and my friend would take turns going back to the car and warming up for like 10 minutes and going back outside.
Wow.
And saving the spot. Like, it was intense. And we got into the venue. We went to the merch booth because we were going to buy merch anyway, and it said, sorry, tonight there is no meet and greet. It was the very last night of tour too. And I was like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Why did they say that before you?
I don't know. And it was general admission. At least I got to see him like a little bit, but like I'm tiny, so if I'm not barricade, I'm literally just a girl. But if I'm not barricade, it's not going to work out. I have to look through people's phones when they film. But anyway.
Like when we were at the mosque, there's photos of us. They see this part of my face and just the top of your head.
Yeah. It's really funny.
If you ever go to the mosque's page, mm-hmm. Whenever they had the Orlando
show,
whatever, what was that? Summer?
It was during the summer at some point.
Sometime during the summer, the mosque played at the Abbey. and we are in their photos. Mm-hmm. So if you ever get bored and you want to go look for us, we're in there. And in you there. See my face and the top of Sam's head.
Yeah, it's really funny.
You can find me first and then you'll find her.
Yeah, I was just like right next to her. Boop.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this artist, I didn't get to meet him, and thank God it was a blessing in disguise that I didn't meet him, because like I was in love with him. I had a crush on him.
Was he cute?
To me he was. To you, not.
What's his name?
I'm not gonna name drop him. I don't wanna give him credit. I don't wanna like do anything.
Put his name in the Google. And okay. I'll write his face while you can be and talking to.
I can't wait to see your reaction. He was like, he gave the energy of, yeah. Mm. He gave the energy.
Oh.
He gave the energy of Harry Styles.
Evil Tom Holland.
Oh my God, you're so right. But he dressed in like suits. He gave Harry Styles energy before Harry Styles like had that.
No, I don't know if I agree energy. With that. He kind of gives like.
Well, I don't know what
these glasses give Elton John.
That, oh my God, yeah. I loved him so much. But anyway.
No, he looks like evil Tom Holland.
Okay.
So that's my opinion.
Thank God. And he has like such an interesting voice too. But thank God I didn't get to meet him, because a few months after we saw him in a concert, people on Twitter exposed him for having group chats and chatting with minors. And he was like saying really dirty things to them. And like he would go to, I don't know, Sweden. He would be playing in Sweden. He would invite some girl to spend the day with him and spend the night with him, and then just completely ghost them afterwards. And like he was just being a bad guy.
Oh my God.
But the thing, like for me, really, it was like he was speaking to minors as well. Like he was actively messaging them. And I did not like that. So he got canceled. And I'm pretty sure he got canceled in like 2020 or something. 2018. Oh my God. Yeah. So he got canceled, and now he's releasing music again. He came out with another album like 2 years ago, and he's actively releasing music, and people are commenting on his posts like, oh my gosh, I love you so much.
I missed you.
Yeah. And I'm just like, why are you supporting this guy?
I
saw a comment that
said he had no trial. I think the screenshots are trial, baby girl.
Exactly. Like, I don't understand. So that's one person in cancel culture that I just can't get behind. Like, as a previous fan, I'm like, what does his music sound like now? But I'm never going to listen to it to give him that, like, half a cent of streaming money.
You should play it on YouTube when people repost it.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Find some kid's lyric video that they made. And then listen to their song and not support the artist.
That's true. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll actually have to do that, because I'm curious about his sound. But, like, obviously, like, I'm not going to be a fan of him anymore. And it drives me wild, because there is a song on TikTok, or, like, there's a song in general, his most famous song, and it's on TikTok all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. That one.
Ooh, sorry, I punched the mic.
Oops.
Oops, sorry, guys.
And, it's that song, and people love to post to it. And I'm just like, it's a cute video, but like I morally can't use that sound ever.
You can't separate the art and the artist.
No, I cannot. Not for him.
No.
No, he was justifiably canceled, and for some reason he resurrected, and I don't think he ever should have been.
Yeah.
It makes me very upset.
Mm-hmm. Real.
Yeah. So that's my opinion with a certain artist, and I'm glad not going to give his name. I'm so glad I never met him, because, like,
I'm glad you didn't get to befriend that one.
Dude, I was in love with him. I was 17 years old, 18 years old when I would have met him. Exactly. Like, imagine I was in love with him. I would have texted him, and then he would have been like, hey, blah, blah, blah. I would have had trauma. That's what I would have had.
But you know what? Crazy podcast story.
Crazy. It's all for the pod.
Yeah. Don't do it for the plot. Do it for the pod.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Yeah. Should we read our co-stars? I just realized we're running out of time. Oh, my God.
Yeah. We didn't read our co-stars the entire time.
I looked at my phone. And I was like, I'm forgetting about something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Remember when the last episode, we need to do it first so we don't forget.
Yeah, we did it, like, first thing on the last episode. Now we're leaving it to the last, like, 10 minutes.
And I read mine off last, so it's your turn.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say you read yours today already. And I was like, no, don't do that.
I would never.
Okay. Mm-mm-mm. Ooh, okay. Mine says, people will come to you if they want to.
Hmm.
Do, playtime, tea lights, wander.
Hmm.
Don't, take it too far, negging, and class clown.
So I have to leave.
Uh-oh, I'm so sorry. Sorry. You had to find out this way.
Mine is, think about the signals you are ignoring.
Ooh.
Do, card games, stretch, window shop. Don't, assumptions, tune out, strictness.
I think it's really funny that one of your do's is window shop, because if you scroll down a little bit, it tells me about you. Oh. It says, Isabella wants to buy things they don't need today.
Yeah.
Save the receipts.
Yours is, Sam Carr is starting a garden.
Aw.
Data glance. Cute. People will come to you if they want to. That's yours.
How do you see that?
Scroll down. Go and then scroll down, and then it'll say me. Unless you have too many friends, then it'll pick a random friend.
Oh.
You see it?
No.
See,
if I pay for premium, I can see our romantic compatibility, though.
Sometimes I think that's really funny. Hey, CoStar, can you give me premium for free?
Please.
Thank you. If CoStar pays for a sponsorship, then I will make it a requirement that our guest stars have to download CoStar.
Yes. Okay. I think that's a fair trade-off.
No. So
I clicked
on
view profile.
I'm on home. Go to home.
Yes. Yes. I was on home.
And then scroll down.
All the way?
What's that bullet point right there?
What bullet point?
Right there.
This is not you, though.
Let me see your phone.
Okay.
Please.
I can view your profile. Do you have...
Oh, that's what I was looking at. The buy things you don't need today. That's what I was reading for you.
What?
Mine says...
No.
Mine says the buy things, whatever, yeah. And then yours says that you're starting a garden. That's what I'm reading off.
Yeah, but then you said people will come to you if they want to, which is what my headline says.
Yeah, it's telling me your thing.
And what does your headline say?
Think about the signals you're ignoring.
Right, and mine says that you want to buy things that you don't need today. Why do you see my headline and I don't see yours?
It's random, man.
But if I click on view profile for you, it says today, right now, it's like you and Isabella are living out a fantasy together. Isabella is all in right now. Show up as your true self, ready to engage.
Are you reading compatibility?
Yeah.
Mine says, Isabella, you are drawn towards instinct, and Sam likes to be committed. You're open to each other right now. Humans are wired to need each other. Rearrange your room.
Oh.
Should we read off our compatibility?
Is there much compatibility?
Because we're smiling in moods and emotions, intellect and communication, love and pleasure, senses of responsibility. We're mildly frowning in basic identities, and then we're upset in sex and aggression and philosophies of life.
Interesting. This is crazy. This is like opening up a whole new...
And then there's updates. Oh! Updates between the two of you.
Yeah.
Harmony. Maturity and drive. Energized conversation. Yap clock. Challenges. Poor communication.
Oh no.
Delusion and bad habits.
Delulu is never a challenge.
Power games. Confusion over priorities.
Whoa.
And then there's our chart, which I don't know how to read that, but...
Yeah. Okay, well, that was interesting.
Yeah, we'll have to dive into this app a little more later.
We'll dig deeper.
If we get a sponsorship...
Who knows? Do you want to read your paragraphs?
Oh, I'd love to read my paragraphs.
Yes, please read yours.
Today is tough. You can't seem to access your resilience. There's a difference between believing you can handle any obstacle and naive optimism.
Hmm.
Try not to clench your jaw until it breaks under the stress. We've talked about how I do that.
Yeah.
This month, you have to focus on how to stay put when you're feeling selfish. You're not a bad person for needing things to feel light. Communicate openly about all things, even when it hurts.
Wow.
I had to do that last night.
Oh my god.
I know. I had to talk about like my feelings. Lame.
Jeez. Oh, who likes to do that? That's crazy.
The general theme of your life during this period is to expose yourself to new subjects and ideas. Curiosity is natural, but it is also a choice.
Ooh. Okay.
I have pressure called change in perception.
Mm-hmm.
Trouble is out of sorts, social anxiety, alienated, stress, wavering faith. You now have the floor.
Thank you.
I pass the microphone to you.
Thank you. Mine says, today, nothing makes sense. You try to put everything you have to say in a letter, but the whole thing comes out like a ransom note. Remember to validate your own feelings and wishes, as well as the other person's. You already know what your deal breakers are, and that's a start. Your work this month is to understand the difference between connecting with your environment and individuation. I've never heard of that word. When you commit acts of self-hatred, you undermine yourself. Fail, get up, then fail again. Do this over and over until you've trained yourself to take your lessons standing up. I feel like that has been said on CoStar before to me. Your main challenge right now is to question your life path. Value is subjective. There's no accounting for taste. Interesting.
Very interesting.
Ooh, I have the power of Riz.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I have the power of magnetism, charisma, and your favorite, supernatural grace.
You have that one all the time. I've never had supernatural grace.
I'm so sorry.
Your mommy lets you have supernatural grace?
Jeez. And then I have trouble with out of sorts, stressed and uninspired. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but I do have supernatural grace.
Should, before we wrap up, do you want a pattern really quick and call it?
Ooh, okay. Cool.
Let me pull yours up. I have mine, my daily vibe for Sunday, November 24th, mm-hmm. when we're recording this. Not when we're posting it.
Not when we're posting this.
No. Today is a great day to appreciate every step that you've taken to get closer to your goals. Aw. A sign of you is patient and willing to work diligently to achieve something. If you focus on your journey rather than the outcome, you can be grateful for where you already are.
Hmm.
You know what? I think I need to hear that.
Thank you, Pattern.
Thank you, Pattern, the more accurate app. Mm-hmm. Unless we are paid by CoStar to say otherwise.
Exactly. So whatever astrology app wants to sponsor us first.
Yeah.
We got it. So my daily vibe is, today is a great day to take some bold action, even if that's outside your comfort zone. It can be your instinct to defer to others in your decision making, but try taking a calculated risk on your own. Mm. Thinking more independently can benefit you in the long run. I definitely do let other people make decisions for me. Like if somebody gives me a, hey, what do you want for dinner? I don't know. Whatever you want. Mm. I don't care.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do?
Real. Well, because decision-making is hard.
I'm just a go-with-the-flow person. Like, yeah. I'm a go-with-the-flow girly. And that's,
That's all she yapped.
And that's all she yapped, honestly.
I think we're done here. I think we...
Yeah.
We can't start a new topic because we have 5 minutes left, so...
Yeah. So I think that's all she yapped. That's all we yapped.
That's all we yapped. You, person behind the screen or listening with your ears,
mm-hmm.
or maybe one of your ears, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you have one, maybe you have two, I don't know. I don't know your ear situation.
Exactly.
I'm just hearing you out.
Ha, ha, ha.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming back to episode 10.
Yeah.
That's 10. Count them on your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10 episodes. If you've made it this far and you've started from day one, we really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And we'll hope to see you guys on episode 100.
Exactly. This is an exciting journey, and I'm so glad to be on this journey with you and with everybody else listening.
Yeah. I think this is a good note before Thanksgiving. Will this be posted on Thanksgiving?
No, it's going to be posted after Thanksgiving.
Yes, but this is the Thanksgiving episode.
Exactly, a week late.
Yeah?
For them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Fashionably late.
So fashionable, though.
Yeah.
Slay.
I don't feel very fashionable today, but
you are fashionable always.
I think you're eating up.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Anyway, we're going to say goodbye one more time in the Midwestern way of saying goodbye many times. Thank you guys so much for watching. We really appreciate it. Can't wait to see you on episode 11.
Ooh, bye.